This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, collaboration and reconciliation between believers. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Collaboration and coordination between believers is very much encouraged in Islam. But what kind of collaboration has been advised for the believers? Is it any and every type of collaboration? Well, in the pre-Islamic era, people of the same tribe, for example, collaborated and helped each other in everything. Right or wrong, they did not have any limits to it. They just unconditionally supported their tribesmen. Did Islam advise us to do the same? Well, the answer is no. A believer is not supposed to help others in anything and everything. The question then is, what are they supposed to help each other in? Well, let's turn towards the Holy Quran and try to find an answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and help one another in goodness and piety, and do not help one another in sin and aggression, and be careful of your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely Allah is severe in requiting evil. Allah also says, and as for the believing men and the believing women, they are guardians of each other. They enjoin good and forbid evil, and keep up prayer and pay the poor rate. Obey Allah and His Apostle. As for these, Allah will show mercy to them. Surely Allah is mighty, wise. These two verses make it very clear for everyone to know when and where to help, collaborate, and cooperate with other believers. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are talking about the collaboration and reconciliation between believers. And before the break, we briefly talked about that is it unconditional support and help of others in whatever they're doing, or are there any rules of this support and help and coordination and collaboration? And we said, definitely, Islam has provided us with the criteria and with the areas in which we can help each other, we can support each other, and the conditions under which we support and help each other. Now, huge rewards have been promised by the Almighty Allah for those who go and make peace between two Muslims. The Holy Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, anyone who goes to make peace between two persons, the angels of Allah send blessings upon him until he returns, and he will be given the reward of the night of destiny, Laylatul Qadr. Reward of the night of destiny, that's right, and it's huge. In other words, we have many such opportunities provided by Allah where we can become more deserving of the blessings of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet of Allah says, anyone who enters the morning not concerned about the affairs of the Muslims, he is not a Muslim. And anyone who hears one who says, O Muslims, and he does not respond to him, he is not a Muslim. Look at Palestine today. What is our responsibility? What are we supposed to do? Be indifferent about it? Be silent about it? Be hush-hush about it? And let the Zionist Israelis, kill the innocent Palestinians throughout their own land? Is this what we're supposed to do? Or this is a place where we stand up for the rights of the oppressed and defend them from the clutches of the arrogant powers of the world?
IRIB English Radio, Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.